Okay, so happy New Year's, Merry Christmas, and everything like that. Then I was a bit sick. Then I was running around like crazy. So yeah, so I'm finally back. Last night, man, the fireworks because where my flat is, like, it was actually pretty amazing. Because where my flat is, I can see all downtown, all of Prague, pretty much, right? And so it was last night, the fireworks. It was by far the best fireworks I'd ever seen in my life by staying home because I don't know if you've ever lived like in a high rise place or anything or on a hill or something, but if you're like on top of a city, you can look out. I mean, and if you're at that right angle where you can see the whole city, you can look out and just see fireworks. Like literally, okay, from my point of view, about every centimeter was like fireworks show, fireworks show, fireworks show, from like all the way far back to where the city starts to like, taper off and go back to the villages to like all the way into like main Prague. It was amazing. It was one of those things you really just have to see it in person to fully believe it and get it. But yeah, it was amazing. But yeah, I got a little sick. Okay, so this video I want to make about this random Reddit post that I came across, but it makes a ton of sense, and I agree with 1,000%. So when I say this, I'm quoting this from them. The title was quoted from them. I didn't make up this title. It says, "Men have become the women they want to marry," and I think it's the same thing with women. I think it's the same both ways. Men have become the women they want to marry. And women are becoming the men that they want to marry, and especially in countries like the U.S. and the U.K. Like, because with that, see, this is what happens when you let feminism take over, and you start beating down the younger generations and accepting it. So, like I said, by next generation, I think both sides are going to be so confused by next year. I think we're going to end up with similar issues as Japan has right now, as far as a social level. As Japan and South Korea has, marriage rates are down the drain. Social Security is going to run out. Social Security slash retirement is going to run out even more quickly because all these women are walking around single and they're trying to tap into those same resources. I think it's I, long story short, I think it's all going to end up. I think Japan is pretty much looking at Japan and South Korea as far as like on a social level with men and women. You're America. That's pretty much America and the UK's future. That's where we're headed. Where it's just a complete joke. But no. But back to this part. Men have become the women they want to marry. I agree 1,000%. Because you see, with the whole feminism thing and the whole Me Too thing, it pretty much beat men down into becoming completely. So my opinion is it's pretty much just beating men down to becoming, just these pretty much just submissive creatures trying to please someone, which is a woman's role. Make no mistake about that. And the exchange of the whole Me Too and feminism is turning women into these masculine creatures who are, who don't back down from anything. And if anything, you're wrong, which is kind of more so like a man's features. But see, the reality, in my opinion, of what happens with that is, okay, both sides know what they really want. They know what they really want. But I think right now we're still in a phase where we can fix it. I don't think we will, but I think we can fix it and get proper social interactions, right? But I think what's going to end up happening is, if I had to give my honest opinion, what I think is what's going to end up happening, based off of this, logic that I agree 1,000% with, men have become the women they want to marry, and women are becoming the men they want to marry. What's going to happen is, women will eventually give up. I think they will eventually start to wake up and see, like, look, it's not worth me going out here working this hard every day to come home alone because I didn't want to settle with a man who was equal to me or lesser than me. And feminism has pretty much put me in this position to be, at minimum equal to, most average men in the mind of a woman. So I think my opinion is what I think is going to happen is women will finally begin to give up on the feminism thing. Because, okay, and I think a big reason why feminism is even like massively taking off is because, see, you got to remember, women's brains are not made to factor in complete logic, okay? You have to remember this. Don't get mad about it. You get frustrated about it, but don't get like mad about it and start cussing bitches out. Because it's like I said before in other videos, dealing with a woman is like dealing with about a 4 or 5 year old child that's a hybrid of a German Shepherd as far as mentally. You don't get like screaming mad at a German Shepherd because a German Shepherd can't think. A German Shepherd's brain can't think outside of being a German Shepherd. You see what I'm saying? A German Shepherd can't look at something and go, oh, yeah, so, yeah, well, because I'm a German Shepherd, I keep doing this, so maybe I should stop. You see, German, like women, their brains, they can't step outside themselves and see what's going on a bigger view. Well, a woman's brain is just not made for this. A woman's brain is to sit there and take whatever impulse decision that looked good for the first 5 minutes and run with it. So, and this is why marketing campaigns, like they know marketing, anyone who studied marketing knows this is 1,000% true. And women are by far the easiest to manipulate to get them to do what you want to do. And so in my opinion, with the feminism thing of why it's even gotten to this point is because there's always going to be an anomaly, right? Okay. Perfect example. I have a good friend of mine. His situation, that is an anomaly of a situation where the woman claims to be feminist and she's married with kids and they're genuinely blown together. Now, I know the intricacies on this anomaly. My belief is that, see, usually when women claim they're feminist and they're like genuinely married and happy with kids. See, those women usually become feminists because they're secretly mad because they're not 22 anymore. They can keep up with 22-year-olds. So they're mad and bored. So they just claim they're feminists just so they can have some belonging into a pack in the world again. You see, that's a lot of reason why I say I'd say 90% of women who end up who genuinely have children and have been married for 10 or 15 years and claim they're feminist, that's usually the core of the reason why they claim they're feminist is because they knew that they just aged out of automatically being hot to everyone on the planet and being of that pack of women. You see, they've realized that day is long gone. So now I'll just say I'm feminist so I can just be, like I said, for women, it's all about value and status. As long as she just have the status of aligning to something, she'll just, even if it makes no sense. You know, a lot of these women, they don't even know how to spell feminism. You see what I'm saying? They just do it because they see other women doing it. And because they've seen other women doing it, there must be value in it. That is as far as a woman's brain goes. Women will buy dog shit wrapped in gold paper. Why? Because it's wrapped in gold paper. Women's brains don't. Their brain overrides the dog shit. They say, oh, it's gold paper, so it's gold, so it must be worth something. And then they'll buy it. You see, like any marketing campaign, any country's economic domestic economic levels, whatever you want to call it. I forget the name because it's been years I've studied economics. But all of them know, like, they know this is fact. Okay, this is fact. Yeah, back to the original topic. I think eventually where it's going to come to is women will slowly start putting value into being with a man again. Because I think at the core reasoning, as long as a woman is woman, there will be some man sniffing around her, right? So with that being said, there's always going to be a man. There's always going to be a scenario where like a woman's going to just sit down and be with a man because believe it or not, there are a lot of women who know the reality. They know, like, look, I'm not built for this world. I'm not built to be working 40, 50 hours a week. I need a man to come do this for me. There's a lot of women out there who just accept it and own it. And it's just, and they just keep moving. They know they're not built for that next level of worldly punishment. So they go get a man and marry him and just sit up under him for 40 years and ride his coattails. And I think what's slowly going to start happening, women will start, consistently start seeing the Nicole Scherzingers, the girl I talked about from the Pussycat Dolls, who's 40 years old and still dancing like a coke addicted stripper on stage at 40. Women are going to start seeing that more. And they're going to start really seeing just like how sad, depressed, and lonely those women become. And I think what's going to start happening is women will start valuing the beta males. And I think about it, my prediction is the beta males will start winning like crazy. Now, there's never going to be enough, I think, because I don't think it'll ever fully balance out because men are pretty much born into being beta until at least 30 years old in most cases, in my opinion. So I don't think it'll ever fully balance out, but I think there'll be a lot more beta men who will start, you know, getting a lot more attention from women, and women will start wanting to settle down because women will start to see. My mom and my grandma and my great grandma, well, they all died alone with cats and wine and just looked miserable, still trying to put on makeup with $1,000 Gucci shoes. And they're going to see them like, yeah, I don't want to end up like that. Yeah, and they're going to go find, you know, a beta man in their younger years. Because I think all of this is going to come full circle. I think it's all going to come full circle. Now, what I'm not trying to say is this. I'm not trying to say that women will stop finding alpha men attractive. I think that's their biological destination is to do that. And that's been proven throughout history. Why countries had to start spread out wages? Because incest rates would go off the charts once women knew where all the money was at. And that's been proven through history all the time. Incest rates will start going off the charts if everybody knew that castle was where that king was at. It never stopped happening. Incest rates will go off the charts. It's just what it is. So I think that women will still prefer the alpha, but I think logistically that they will start marrying and staying with more betas. It might, in my prediction, it may take 20, 30 years, maybe 40, 50 years for it to come full circle. But that's where I see it. That's where I see it coming. Because a woman's logic, because see, like I said in the title of this video, women are becoming the men that they want to marry, which means that women are becoming pretty much passed around thoughts, either passed around thoughts or lonely leaders, one of the two, and there's no permanently them being with a winner. Like what Patrice O'Neal said, women don't want to win. They want to be with a winner. You see what I'm saying? Like that is a woman's, that's the woman's core biological nature. They don't want to win. They don't want to be first in nothing. No, a woman's natural happy habitat is, and look back at all the women you dated and think about how all of them treated you. The only time women are genuinely like will genuinely act right and treat you halfway decent is if you treat them as if they're at best second in your life. I say if they come in like third and fourth, then they know how to act. And then they'll act much better to you, much better. But if you treat them as number one and your world revolves around them, they will dog you out 10 times out of 10. Okay, another thing. Okay, think about this. Okay. Anytime you ever heard of a girlfriend or you, not your girlfriend, but let's say like you're in the world or you're like online, you're watching a movie or TV. Every time you hear this story, let's say a story of a woman who has an abusive boyfriend or husband, right? Every time you hear this woman, the question always comes up, well, how long have you been with him? And every time she claims that man was abusive and blah, 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 didn't care about her and treat her like shit, she was with him for years. You see what I'm saying? For years. Now, that may not mean a lot, but I'm getting ready to bring it back around full circle. Now, let's say you out in the world and you talk about nice guys to a girl. Oh, she don't even remember that dude. He won't last a month because he's nice and he's putting her first in his life. See, as long as she's second, third, fourth, fifth, she'll linger around for you. I'm thinking of one right now. I think about the top of my head, man. Like she's lingered around before I met my wife, and she's still lingering around now. And because I always treat her as I'd say in placing in my life, I always treat her about third or fourth above. I put beer above her, other women above her, my PlayStation above her, my work. So I say she comes in about fifth. Like if I have anything else going on, she just doesn't make the cut. Right. Coincidentally, she's still lingering. I met her the same week I met my ex-wife. And she's still lingering. That's why I'm like, I'm really taking like a detour on this topic. But that was a whole dive into, you know, women, they really want to be second. They don't, no woman wants to be in first place. None of them. They hate it. Women despise being in first because there's nothing more for them for their minds childishly to chase after anymore. They've already got it. There's nothing for them to do. So the only next step is to become frustrated and then to ghost whatever that's worshiping them. It's just their nature. You see, another reason like instancy, and I think this is a big misunderstanding for things like Instagram and what's the other one? Not TikTok. What's the one? Snapchat, because I still don't understand Snapchat. I use Instagram as pretty much a photo album. As I travel, when I always got my phone, so that's how I got into Instagram. I use it as a photo album. I take pictures, upload the picture. That way, I always got the picture on, you know, in cyberspace somewhere. I don't got to worry about, you know, carrying, you know, photographs around. But the disconnect. I mean, I think a misunderstanding that some men can have with Instagram, because it looks like women are winning on Instagram. Like, no, they really aren't winning. Instagram for most women is either a prostitution app, or it's a self-esteem saver for them. It's one of the two. It's one of the two. It's either a prostitution app or it's a self-esteem salvager. Like when she's like in a bad mood or blah, 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 whatever, and then she posts a picture of her ass hanging out, and then guys go, oh my God, you're so beautiful, blah, 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 blah. You see what I'm saying? It's just an ego booster. It's an ego booster form. Ego booster, prostitution app. That's it for most women. Most of them, unless she's legitimately into like, you know, reading books and, you know, doing arts and crafts and stuff like that, which is a small percentage of them. The rest of them, that's all it is. So they don't really win on Instagram because then they're also competing with other women on top of that. So it's really like, see, I'm going on and on about this topic, but like no woman will act right for long after she truly wins in anything. She just can't. She can't. She won't. She can't and she won't. That's just it. But yeah, the men have become the women they want to marry. And men are becoming and women are becoming the men that they want to marry, especially like in Western countries where they got time to sit down and think about, you know, problems, blah, blah, blah. It's really a rough thing. You know what? I'm ranting all along. I was on a tram yesterday and it is crazy how you can tell when people are from the U.S. And this is a carbon copy way you can tell. There was a girl who got on a tram with a guy, and the look in the guy's eyes, like he just screamed beta bucks, beta male. Like he was just like everything about the look in his face just gave it away. Like, and the game is so funny because like, cause see, now as a man, like I said, I've been part of some, which I'm going to make a threesome video in a second. I've just witnessed so much of what women do and how they really use men and wrap them around their fingers to where like I just know the whole inside of the game, man. So I just can't fall for that. I can't do the whole I want you to be my girlfriend thing. I just can't do it because I've seen and heard too much. I've done too much. It's just me. Threesome videos coming up next. If anybody wants to watch it.